Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to r/entitledparents, where this entitled mother unfortunately causes her poor child to create this Reddit post with the following title: My psycho mother doesn't know that I'll be gone in 10 days. I, a female to male 19-year-old, am going to move out in 10 days. It took forever to get here, and I still need to scrounge up some last minute stuff, but I'm doing it. I'm moving out and getting the heck away from her. Background on everything: there's a lot of generational abuse in my family. Abuse she passed down to me. While it wasn't always physical, her and my father's actions led me down a spiral of SH and multiple unalive attempts for 2 years straight. The fact that I'm alive is a miracle. I'm a bit better now, don't worry. She's going to disown me once I transition, and I stayed in this house for 3 years on the terms that I pretend to be someone else or I'd be homeless. Very icky people, pretty much, and they can't see it. They did try to improve and the physical violence stopped, but they can never fix what they did. Moving on, I made the mistake of telling her I was apartment searching a month or so ago and had her instantly dump on me. What was supposed to be a celebration turned to her dogging on me. It was basically a "you'll never make it, so just stay home" conversation that she would not let up on no matter how many times I asked her to stop. Even when I told her that she was making me uncomfortable and I didn't want to talk about it any further, she keeps going. If I literally stare at her and say nothing, give her no reason to keep talking, she still does. I literally had to tell her when she got mad at me for it. So I'm there, going to town on a corn dog. Now, what does that mean? So I'm there, going to town on a corn dog. And I said, "I told you to stop. You didn't listen. I'm not even responding and you're still going. I'm giving you a really big hint here and you're not getting it." She got mad. "Well, how was I supposed to know? You should have just told me." I then took a big bite of corn dog and said, "Yeah, I did tell you. Multiple times. You didn't listen." After that, I didn't talk about the apartment to her at all. She nagged to know my roommates and begged to know where I'll be living if I do move out, but she won't know. Ever. The whole "what if something happens and you need us" spiel. She has no idea that I'm going full no contact, and that makes me happy. I woke up a few days ago to her ranting about how I need to stay home and focus on your studies. I just sat there on the bathroom floor holding back a smile because she thinks that I've given up. She doesn't know I'm about to give my security deposit and collect my keys on the 27th. When the day comes, I'm not even going to give her the decency of seeing me leave. I'm packing my stuff and I'm going out the back. No text, no camera footage, nothing. In 10 days, I'm going to disappear from her life and finally be myself. I'm sleep deprived to heck and back, stressed out from all the work it took to get here, and probably one cheeseburger from a breakdown. I've had so many bumps on the way and so many things tried to screw me over the past few months, the past few freaking years, actually. But I literally couldn't be happier. 10 days and I'm free. Life, here I come. And there we go. I'm not gonna lie, guys. For a second there, when I read the title, I thought something drastic was going to happen. And obviously, unaliving was brought up during this story. But thankfully, OP is just moving out. It's not actually doing anything tragic. So yeah, that is good news. Genuinely, what started as me being very shocked turned into a quite positive ending. You only get one life, and OP is deciding to do with it what they want, which is ultimately what we all should do, especially if you're in OP's situation. So great to see, and genuinely, I'm happy for you. Entitled kid and parents at the Mario movie. No spoilers, by the way, guys. This happened a few weeks ago when the movie first came out. I went to go and see the new Mario movie, as I was really hyped for it, as I'm a pretty big Mario fan. It was pretty good, in my opinion. And to celebrate, I decided to go dressed as Mario. It wasn't a really good cosplay, as I just threw on some old blue overalls, a red long sleeve shirt, a replica of Mario's hat I bought at the Nintendo store in New York City, and some work gloves. I even brought along a plush super mushroom that my late aunt bought for me in China. Well, to be fair, sounds like a pretty good cosplay to me. Anyways, I got to the theater, paid for my ticket, and got my snacks. A large bag of popcorn, some candy bars, and a blue raspberry slushie. However, the movie didn't start for another 1.5 hours, so I just hung out in the small arcade that they had there. While I was there, there was also a little boy with his mum, and he kept eyeing me and got all excited. Keeping with the Mario theme, let's call the mum Bowsette and the kid Bowser Jr. "Mummy, look, it's Mario," said Bowser Jr. "Yes, I know. Can I go and see him?" "Fine," the mum said. So Bowser Jr. runs up to Mario, me, and that is when he sees my mushroom.
"Wow, a mushroom. Can I have it?"
"Sorry, this mushroom means a lot to me," I replied.
"But you don't need it."
"Well, yes, I do." Bowser sees Bowser Jr. arguing with me and stomps on over.
"Give him the toy."
"Sorry, I can't just give it to him as it means a lot to me."
"Just give him the toy."
"Sorry, can't do."
"But you don't need it. You're too old for it."
After she said that, I just ignored them both. And I grabbed my snacks and went to sit in the auditorium where the movie was playing. I guess they forgot about me, because when the movie finished, they walked out of the room without looking at me. And after that, I never saw them again. I still enjoyed the movie. And if you're wondering about the mushroom, it's chilling right next to me on my bed as I'm writing this post. Guys, comment down below. New Mario movie, no spoilers please, but is it worth watching? Now my question is, as someone who hasn't seen it yet, if I go to the cinema to watch it, will it be inundated with entitled families like this? Because if it is, that is going to slightly put me off. You know, if I have children and adults coming up to me saying, "Give me your stuff, your snacks, your outfit." I mean, who knows? I might cosplay myself. Good news is though, OP has posted a picture of the infamous Super Mushroom, and here it is on screen right now. If you can't see it on screen, if you're listening on podcast platforms, well, it's just a toad from the Mario games. If you know, you know. Looks lovely. Looks like something that you'd want to keep, especially as it was handed down to you by your late aunt. People just aren't going to understand that, though. They're going to see this. The kid's going to see this and think, just give it to me, because they're entitled and they're bratty. And the enabling mother is going to say, "Yeah, come on, it's just a toy." But in reality, nobody really knows the context behind it. And that's on them. Pretty much, you should never just assume that something is just a toy. It's more about the message and the meaning behind it, which makes it so important to you. Dad continues his controlling ways and now has no contact with both of his sons. First of all, some background. My dad has always had control and anger issues. He worked hard to give my mum, brother and I what we needed, but he wasn't really emotionally there. Growing up with him was tough. If I vacuumed and didn't do it exactly how he would do it, he'd make comments. If he did something wrong once, he would immediately say, "You never do anything right." Could not fathom that people make mistakes and that mistakes happen. Especially since he made plenty of them, just never admitted to it. He had friends and relatives live with us without ever asking my mum, brother or I if we'd be okay with it. Not asking my mum, who is the person that ends up taking on the additional work, was the most annoying thing for me. We lived in a 2-bedroom apartment. I was okay sharing a room with my brother, but not quite okay sharing it with an uncle for years, another relative, and once even some random guy who was a friend of a friend. He sacrificed the comfort of me, my mum, and my brother to make himself look good by offering space to these people for long periods of time. Think years, by the way, not days. There are plenty more examples of his selfish and controlling behavior, not to mention him having a short fuse. Despite all of this, he did work hard and had his moments, and I'll always appreciate the things he did do. We did have everything we needed. First son goes no contact. A couple of summers ago, my dad and I got into an argument. The argument was over me and my wife's dog. My dad is a very religious Muslim and has gotten more religious as he ages. For example, he took down all of the pictures they had of people, as you're not supposed to have that in Islam. He still listens to music though, so I don't want to get started on the hypocrisy displayed on a regular basis by him and the Muslim community that I grew up in general. Islam is not a fan of dogs being in a home. My wife and I do not live with my parents. We have our own home, and I told my parents my wife and I would be keeping the dog that she had before we got into a relationship. Now, I love this dog. I thought I got it through to my dad that the dog was here to stay. I even got an imam to talk to him about it. He brought it up again one day while he was over at our house and asked when we were getting rid of the dog. I tell him that we aren't and that he needs to stop asking about it. But this started a big argument between him and me. He went home and I thought again that that was the end of it. But I was wrong. When he got home, my brother was there. He told my brother the story, and my brother told him he was wrong to make demands of my wife and I. My dad got into an argument with my brother. It got close to being physical, so my brother left. My brother at the time had his phone service under my parents' family plan. My dad cancelled his number, so I had to call the phone company. I have access, since I'm the one who usually manages issues for him. My dad would then cancel the service again. being real petty. I eventually just added my brother to my phone plan. After this incident, my brother then went no contact with both of our parents. That was the last straw for him. He went no contact with our mum because she is an enabler. That requires a different post. To this day, my dad still doesn't understand why my brother is no longer in contact with him. I understood my brother's decision and have not tried to change his mind. I stayed in contact with my dad, but low contact. Second son goes no contact. Now to a couple of weeks ago. My dad and I once again got into an argument. My wife and I have a newborn. I was so excited for my parents to have their first grandchild. As much of a jerk as my dad is and has been, I've seen how well he interacts with my little cousins, and I incorrectly thought being a grandparent may mellow him down. I figured there would be some disagreements, as a lot of grandparents think, since they've already raised kids, they know exactly what to do, even if they raised those kids over 25 years ago. But unfortunately, his controlling ways and anger issues reared their ugly head in a bad way. We were over at my parents' so they could see my newborn son, and because two of my cousins were visiting to see my newborn son as well. Things went fine until my wife and I were getting ready to leave. My son was being a bit fussy as we were putting him into the car seat. That happens. Babies get fussy and cry a bit. Once we get the car seat in the car and get going, he normally calms down. If he doesn't, we just give him a bottle as he was probably hungry. We'd already changed and burped him at this point. My dad starts saying we should give him gripe water. I tell my dad that the baby is fine, just being a bit fussy. But my dad insists again, so I tell him I'm not giving him gripe water. We asked our pediatrician about it, and our pediatrician said to hold off on gripe water since our baby was still pretty small. Our son was born almost 3 weeks early and is very small, so we are being cautious. We also don't want to give him anything besides breast milk and formula if it's not really necessary, which it was not in this case. This sets my dad off. He goes off about what the frick do doctors know. He raised two kids. He gave my brother gripe water when he was 2 days old. Now that's obviously BS because he didn't even know about gripe water until he visited one of his friends and they told him about it. Not only that, but my brother was born late and at a normal weight. His situation is not the same as my son's. And guys, if you didn't know what gripe water is, like me, gripe water is an over-the-counter liquid supplement of a number of nutrients that is good for babies. My dad then does his usual thing of taking one issue, escalating it, and going off about everything. He goes on to say, don't come around anymore, even with the baby. He calls me an Islamic slur, my wife an Islamic slur, and my son an Islamic slur.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My mum is trying to calm him down because he's yelling all of these things 2 feet next to me and the car seat my son is in. My teenage cousins are also hearing all of this. At this point, my wife has taken our son out of the apartment and into the hall. I'm trying to leave as well, but my dad continues to yell. He's now moved on to how we have not given him a cent, how he got us educated and put us through college for us to never give him anything back, how we basically don't do anything for him, and some other things that I don't recall exactly. Just a lot of horse poop. I've paid for my parents' cable internet bill for the past 12 years, even though I haven't lived with them for years. I just recently paid for their tickets, which was about $2,800, to go to our home country. And I've paid for other random things, like ordering them pizza when my cousins are over at their house and my mum doesn't feel like cooking. Yeah, he says he got us educated, but he did nothing. He told us he'd pay for our college and then told us after one semester that he wouldn't, basically leaving us in the middle of a semester scrambling. He told my brother that he'd only pay if he agreed to marry a woman from our country. Look, I understand if he doesn't want to pay, but tell us that before we decide on a school so we can make an informed decision. He still brags to his friends that he put us through school though. He says we never do anything for him, even though both of my parents come to me for legal, tax, finance, tech, and basically any issue. Keeping a tally of what you've done for your kids and throwing it in their face is BS. Especially when you've basically done a little over the bare minimum. After taking his yelling right in my face, I left, and I haven't spoken to him since. I told my mum we are not speaking to him, and he is not seeing us anymore. If he gets some therapy and anger management, maybe we can see what happens, but he has to make a change though. Of course, the last time I spoke to my mum, she told me he'd been crying. As usual, he is the victim. Here's to hoping I don't continue this cycle. Wow, and there we go. What a way to end today's episode. Nothing worse than having a father like this. I'm sorry, but that's just my opinion. I don't really want to get into the religious side of this and coupling this dad's actions in line with his religion and saying that the reason that he acts like this is due to his religion and his own upbringing. I mean, it probably is, but I don't really want to go down that route and say that that's a bad or a good thing. I just want to take it at face value. The guy's being controlling and not letting you live your lives. And it also, it just sounds like he's just very, very hypocritical and stubborn and doesn't accept that he also makes mistakes while also not accepting that other people are allowed to make mistakes. It's a weird one. Very hypocritical. And it's a shame. If I were UOP, I would just simply say to stop paying for anything for your family, as much as that's quite a tough thing to say or do in your situation, given that you've been doing it for over 12 years. You're not getting anything out of it. And ultimately, you kind of want to unlink yourself from his toxic behavior, especially now that you have your own child and you need to protect him from his grandfather, which is a crazy statement, a very sad one, to be honest. But ultimately, reading through what I've just read through, it is genuinely how I feel. Guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you enjoyed this episode of r/Entitled Parents. If you did and you want more content from me right away, well, check the link in the description on whatever platform you're on. If you're on YouTube, click the video on screen over here. And whatever you're listening on, make sure you follow, subscribe, click whatever button it is that makes you notified when I post a new video, because you don't want to miss them. And trust me, over the next few days, there are going to be some special episodes. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Take care. Have a good one. I'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.